Hello, my name is Scott, and welcome to Soulful Pause. First of all, just wanted to say that I'm so sorry for your loss, if you're going through the loss of a pet. I am somebody that has also lost a pet. I've lost two cats, Nomar and Mia. And normally these episodes are meditations or affirmations, but today I just wanted to talk for a couple minutes. As I record this, it is April 27th, and it's my birthday, but it's also the birthday of Nomar, who is the cat that I first lost back in August of 2019. So he passed away at age 16. Today he would have been 21, so I always like to celebrate his birthday today, even though he's no longer still with us. And I lost my other cat, Mia, which was Nomar's sister, just last June in 2023, and she was 20 years old. So they were brother and sister. They were the same age. I adopted them at the same time, all the way back when they were kittens in 2003. But I know we probably wonder, like, how do we get through grief? How do we survive? Because it is hard. It is difficult what you're going through, what I've gone through and still going through. And there's no way to really predict how you're going to feel each day. I just wanted to let you know that I've been there. You know, it's been almost 9 months since I've lost Mia. Or actually, I guess it's been a little bit over 9 months since I've lost Mia. I lost her June 23rd of last year. So it's been a little bit over 9 months. And I've been there. I've been crippled, overwhelmed, drowning in tears and depression and dark times. Been, you know, brought to my knees and just overwhelmed with extreme sadness and not knowing how to live without my cats. And I felt this way after both of them passed away. After Nomar passed, the blessing was I still had Mia. Not that made the grieving or the sadness or the tears any less, but I had her for comfort. When Mia passed away, I had nobody for comfort, so I live alone. And it was extremely lonely. And I actually was afraid to be home. So I slept on a friend's sofa for 3.5 months because I just did not want to be home, especially at night. Didn't want to be alone. And I don't have any words or really advice to share with you. Like, there's no playbook. Do step one, two, and three, and it'll all be better. The truth is, you just have to go through it, and it takes some time, and we don't know how long it's going to take because you're unique, right? Your relationship with your pet was unique and personal, and only you could feel what you're feeling right now. So I just wanted to give you some encouragement and some words. It has gotten better. I still feel sad, especially with Mia, because hers was more recent. I still cry sometimes. Just cried a few minutes ago because I was thinking about it's Nomar's birthday today, and it's his first birthday with Mia in kitty heaven. So just have comfort. Hopefully they're together. And I just, you know, in terms of adopting another pet, only you can kind of figure out when and if you're going to be ready for that. I wasn't for a long time. I do have joy now. I just adopted two cats, two kittens. They're about 8 months. They're running around here right now. They're brothers. Their names are Nico and Milo. I wanted to give them names that started with the same initial as Nomar and Mia, just to kind of remember them. But they're a lot of fun. They bring me joy. They bring me happiness. I was 100% sure if I was ready, and I didn't know if I would ever be 100% sure if I was going to be ready to adopt two new cats. And as you know, it doesn't mean you love the first pets any less. Anyway, those are my thoughts today on my birthday, on Nomar's birthday. Hope they give you a little bit of comfort. And again, thank you for listening. Have a great day.